The leader of a rebel group accused of trying to assassinate East Timor's president and prime minister last February laid down his arms and turned himself over to authorities today. Timorese President José Ramos Horta was seriously injured in the attack, which triggered fears of further violence and instability in the newly independent nation. The president and the United Nations mission chief witnessed the historic surrender. CAFOD's Alex Cooney said today's events will allow the country to move forward in facing the challenges ahead of the nation.
Hopefully we're seeing the peaceful culmination of that situation. I think that there are a lot of challenges that remain, and it's really important that the government, with the support of the international community through multilateral institutions like the UN, but also through NGOs such as CAFOD and all the many others that are working there, do work together to try and address some of the needs that have arisen since independence, but particularly since the conflict. And now that the rebels are in and have handed in their weapons, this is an opportunity to take some of their plans forward, to ensure that they're well-resourced, and to try and avoid a return to a situation, the situation that arose in 2006, where a large proportion of people were feeling very disaffected. So, today's news is very positive, and I think President Ramos Horta said that he'd forgiven those that had been behind the violence, and behind the violence he'd forgiven them on a human level, but saw that they need to face the justice system. And that in itself is a problem, because a lot of people who were involved in the conflict in 2006, people, the arsonists and so on, have not been charged, and the criminal justice system still needs to be strengthened further and to address some of the concerns that have come up and some of the crimes that were committed, in order for people to feel that they can move on.